Somebody gives a shor to a shomer chinam to watch. And the person who owned the shor asked the shomer chinam, where is my shor that I gave you to watch? Amar lo meis. And the shomer chinam claimed that the shor died. Vehu shenishbar o nishba o nignab o avad. And the truth is that the shor either broke a limb or was captured or was stolen or was lost. Nishbar. Or the shomer chinam claimed that the animal broke a limb. Vehu shemeis o nishba o nignab o avad. And the truth is that the animal either died or was captured or was stolen or lost. Nishba. Or the shomer chinam claimed that the shor was captured. Vehu shemeis o nishbar o nignab o avad. And the truth is that the animal either died or was captured or was stolen or lost. Nignab. Or the shomer chinam claimed that the animal was stolen. Vehu shemeis o nishbar o nishba o avad. And the truth is that the animal either died or was broke a limb or was captured or lost. Abba. Or the shomer chinam claimed that the animal was lost. Vehu shemeis o nishbar o nishba o nignab. And the truth is that the animal either died or broke a limb or was captured or was stolen. Mashbi acha ani va'amar amen pater. The shomer chinam was placed under oath and he says amen to the shvuah. He took a shvuah sheker. Still, the shomer chinam is pater from bringing a korban. As somebody who takes a shvuah ha-pikaron b'sheker, that he denies having a pikaron or denies that he owes money to replace a pikaron, in such a case, if he admits later on that he took a shvuah sheker, is chayav to bring a korban. But in this case, the shomer chinam is pater from bringing a korban even though he took a shvuah sheker. The reason being is because the shomer chinam anyway is pater. As we saw in the previous Mishnah, then no matter what happens to a shor that a shomer chinam is watching, if he was not poshea, if he guarded it properly and something happened to it, he is pater. So therefore, even though he lied, he claimed it was stolen or lost and something else happened to it, since anyway he's pater, he wasn't denying money through his shvua, and the Torah is only mechayev to bring a korban for shvua that be cut off if through the shvua you're trying to get out of paying money that you're really chayev. But in this case, since anyway the shomer chinam is pater, he does not have to bring a korban. Maseches Shvuot, Parakhas, Mishnah Gimel, Heichan Shori. Somebody gave a shor to a shomer chinam to watch. And the person asks the shomer chinam, where is the shor that I gave you to watch? Amar lo eini yodea ma tasach. The shomer tells him, I don't know what you're talking about. You never gave me a shor to watch. Vehu shemeis o nishbar, o nishba, o nignab, o ava. The shomer was lying. Really, the shor had died, or it broke a limb, or was captured, or was stolen, or lost. Mashbiacha ani ba'amar amen pater. The owner of the shor places the shomer under oath, and he says amen to the shvuah. He took a shvuah sheker, even so it's pater from bringing a korban for a shvuah hapikara. The reason being, as we said in the previous Mishnah, that you only have to bring a korban for a shvuah hapikara if through the shvuah you're trying to get out of paying money that you're really chayav to pay. But in this case, the shomer anyway is pater from paying, and since it died or was captured or was stolen, the shomer is pater for all these things, so therefore he is pater anyway and he doesn't have to bring a korban. Heichan shori. If the owner of the shor asks the shomer chinam, where is my shor? Amar lo avad. The shomer chinam claimed that the shor was lost. Mashbiacha ani v'amar amen. He places him under oath and the shomer says amen to the shvuah. He took a shvuah sheker. Ve'edem me'edin oso she'achol. The Edom Armea, that the shomer ate the shor, he shechted it and ate it, and claimed it was lost as he was trying to pater himself from paying. Mishalem es akeren, the shomer has to pay the principal, but he doesn't have to bring a korban even though he took a shvuah sheker, since he didn't admit it before the Edom come. The Torah is only mechayev to bring a korban if the shomer admits that he took a shvuah sheker before the Edom come. Hodeh me'atmo, if he does admit that he took a shvuah sheker before the Edom come, Mishalem Karen Bachomesh Vasha. He has to pay a principal, plus the Torah is mechayev to pay an additional fifth, plus he has to bring a korban asham for taking a shvuah sheker. Heichan Shori. If the owner of the shor asked the shomer chinam what happened to the shor that I gave you to watch, Amar lo nignav, and the shomer claims that it was stolen. Mashbiacha ani v'amar amen. The owner of the shor places him under oath and he says amen to the shvuah, and it was a shvuah sheker. The Edom Armea, that he stole the shor himself and tried to get out of it by saying somebody else stole it. Mishalim Tashlume Kefal. In this case, the Shomer has to pay Kefal double. As normally, a Shomer, even if he steals the Shor himself, he doesn't have to pay Kefal. As the Torah is only Mechayev Kefal to somebody who steals something from the Rishus of the Baalim, as opposed to a Shomer who originally had the Shor with permission from the Baalim. But this is Exeris HaKasuv, when a Shomer Chinam tried to get out of paying for the Shor by claiming somebody else stole it, and it turned out that he stole it himself. The Torah is Mechayev, the Shomer Kefal, but he doesn't have to bring a Korban for the Shvua Sheker in this case, since he did not admit it before the Edom came. Hodeh Me'atmo. If he does admit that he took a Shvua Sheker before the Edom came, Mishalim Keren V'chomesh V'asham, he would have to pay the principal, plus an additional fifth, plus a Korban Asham for taking a Shvua Sheker. But Kefal, in this case, he does not have to pay, as Kefal is a Knas, and we have a Klal, Modeh V'Knas Pater. Somebody who admits to Beis Din that he owes a Knas is Pater from paying that Knas if he admits before the Edom comes.